let's welcome to the stage our next special guest. He's the writer and director of the films Role Models, Wanderlust, and Wet Hot American Summer. Please welcome David Wayne. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Ask Me Another, David Wayne.
I'm so happy to be here in Central Park. This is so cool.
How does it feel to be a cult leader? That is my question.
A cult leader?
Yes. You're on one of the quintessential summer movies, Wet Hot American Summer,
right,
about summer camp. That has made you a cult leader. I'm sure people come up to you and they're like, sign my tent or whatever. What do they do?
I don't think I'm a cult leader. That has a negative connotation.
Oh, really?
I think Michael Showalter and I made a movie that has become definitely a cult movie, and that's very gratifying.
How about cult hero? Do you like that?
Yes, cult icon,
okay,
cult god, sex icon.
Now, I'm right to assume that not only did you like summer camp in real life, but you became obsessed with summer camp?
Well, yeah. It's just because I was such a loser the rest of the year. And so I romanticized the 2 months a year that I was could reinvent myself. And when I was 19, I formed a band for the purpose of touring summer camps because I was too old to be a counselor. And then when I was too old to do that, I wrote a movie about it.
I get the sense that right now you have a lot of projects on the go. And one of them is writing the prequel to Wet Hot American Summer?
That is one of them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What's the scoop on that? People are going to want to know.
It's a slow but steady writing process, and we're going to put it together as soon as we can get that cast together again, which will be very difficult. But we're doing it.
All right.
It's in motion.
Have you ever gone on one of those New York double-decker buses for a tour?
I never have.
You're about to have a chance.
Oh, no.
David, we found a worthy opponent for you. Let's welcome to the stage Eric Larson. Eric works for the New York City Ballet as assistant lighting director. And Eric, have you ever been on the double-decker New York tour buses?
I have not.
This is going to be fantastic because we are going to do a game right now called New York, You're a Star.
What?
Yes. We're going to replicate the feeling of being on one of those double-decker buses.
Okay.
That tour in New York City, just without the bus, this takes place in your mind.
Mm.
And this tour is entirely about movie moments set in New York. And your job is to name the film.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, exciting. So here we go. We're heading up the side of the park to West 65th Street, where you'll see the Art Deco peaks of 55 Central Park West. This is where the Sumerian god Gozer entered our plane of existence. Eric.
My favorite movie of all time, Ghostbusters.
Correct.
I knew it too.
All right, on to Brooklyn. We'll soon be rolling down Stuyvesant Avenue in Bed-Stuy. Can't you almost feel that heat wave? Right here is where Mookie threw a trash can into the window of Sal's Pizza. David.
Uh-oh.
Hello, New York.
Fight the power. Do the right thing.
That's correct.
Let's cross the Verrazano Bridge to Staten Island. What a view. At the ferry terminal, we see throngs of big-haired commuters wearing big shoulder pads and white sneakers, taking their orange boats to their demanding Manhattan jobs, accompanied by the dulcet strains of Carly Simon's Let the River Run. David.
I'm going to guess Working Girl.
You're going to guess correct.
Yeah! I mean, you're doing great, too.
Thanks.
That was a victory dance halfway through a game. I like it.
All right, it's time to get back to Manhattan, so let's go straight to Times Square. This place throbs with energy and people, except for now, when it is eerily deserted. And look, there is an increasingly frantic Tom Cruise sprinting down Broadway. David?
Vanilla Sky.
That's right.
Although I believe increasingly frantic and Tom Cruise is redundant, I think you only have to say one of those words.
He also does a lot of sprinting, just even in
his
general,
sprinting.
Just in his regular life. He's always sprinting from place to place.
Let's head north on Central Park West to the American Museum of Natural History, where a 2005 indie divorce drama starring Jeff Daniels and Laura Linney ended in the Hall of Ocean Life, pondering a massive diorama of two sea creatures locked in combat. David.
Thank you.
David.
That movie was The Squid and the Whale.
Exactly correct.
Thank you. And it was a great movie.
Winding back towards Central Park, we find ourselves at 52nd Street and Lexington Avenue, and the world's most famous subway grate. You don't recognize it? Well, maybe if a train passed by and you were wearing a skirt, it would blow your skirt up like a certain blonde bombshell. Eric.
Some Like It Hot?
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I know exactly why you said that. It's a different one.
David, do you want to? Do you know which one it is?
Yes.
Do you want to say it out loud?
It is Marilyn Takes the Subway.
I love that movie.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
It is The Seven-Year Itch.
The Seven-Year Itch.
Yes. No points awarded.
And our last stop is the intersection of 58th and 6th Avenue. If you nearly get hit by a taxi while crossing the street, just smack the hood and give the driver your best, "I'm walking here." Eric.
Is blanking. No, I lost it. Sorry.
No, not sure. David, can you steal?
Midnight Cowboy.
Yes, Midnight Cowboy is correct. Will, I turn to you.
Eric, valiant effort, but you went up against a pro. David is the winner.
Congratulations.
I had a great time.
Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.
David Wayne, you're going to be moving on to our final showdown at the end of the show. You might become...
I'll take the car.
And ask me another grand champion. How about a hand for Eric and our VIP, David Wayne.